No, that's just, I've been telling you a lot of different things from a lot of different places. Let's organize what we have. Try to understand a complex tesis, complexing it. We have a halacha of Zochel Adam Shlo Bafanav. Zochel Adam Shlo Bafanav, the Gemara says, has to be Exer Sakosov. Otherwise, there is no Zochel Adam Shlo Bafanav. That means when Kadosh Baruch Hu was Machne to each person his Chelik and Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have to go and make a separate Maisa Kinyan there. No. The Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad made the Kinyan for him. It was Zocha for him. And that is the Makkah for Zocha Lodom Shlobo Farav. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Makne, the Nasi takes the Kinyan, it's Chal for Reuven, Shimon, Levi, who are out there. And that is the Makkah for Zocha Lodom Shlobo Farav. On the other hand, Tosas throughout Shas says it's Shlichas. Those in Ksuba says an Ansade. So, why? If it's an Ansade and Shlichus, why that exactly? Who said an Ansade is good for me and a Shlichus? How do I know this fact? Well, Tosus, there's exactly a cause. Tosus is saying, how does Xerxa cause of works? What are the mechanics for this Xerxa cause that we say, yes, for me, there is a meaning a Shlichus through in an Ansade. That is exactly what is happening according to Tosis, apparently. Now, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, which is Cholek on the Bavli. Let's read the Yerushalmi and see why, and tell me why it's Cholek on the Bavli. Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi tells us, quotes, boy, he is the chief cook in the kitchen of a multi-billionaire. And the multi-billionaire loves him, and he's cooking, and he can have the food he wants. He has his own beautiful home on this estate. Mm-hmm. Everything's great for him. So, a man who has a disgusting illness that you can't get within his Dalet Amos. You have to stay far away from him. His flesh is rotting and he smells and he can't function, etc. So, you have to stay far away from this man. She wants to get rid of this guy. Let's look at the Hamocher Abdo Shlomi Daitur Shemen Mochur. No. What is Yushalmi telling me? Yushalmi saying like this. Ain't a Hanami. This Evid is enjoying the most beautiful thing. But he has no intrinsic rights. It's just the Metzias that he enjoys. It's the Metzias he likes. He has a beautiful home. He has a beautiful kitchen. All the food he wants, and everything, and all the side benefits. When they go on vacation, he goes vacation with them to cook, and everything's beautiful. But there are no intrinsic rights. On the other hand, so therefore, it is not a chova. A chova means I'm taking something away from something that belongs to him. Nothing belongs to him. It's just a very good situation that he's enjoying. So says Yerushalmi first. The Isha, on the other hand, Isha, why not? She has certain rights. You know, she had her husband is chayiv to her sheks v'sviona. So she doesn't want to be in 100 yards of him, fine. But she's getting support. She's getting housing. She's getting clothing. All the noik super she's getting. And something's being taken away from her. Oh. So that is the way the Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, that looking at Chov and Schus, something's being taken away from me, and nothing's being taken away from me. It's a situation I enjoy. No, situation you enjoy that is not taking that away is not a chovah. Because you aren't taking anything away. Just a wonderful situation. That's Yerushalmi he quotes. And we'll see why. Tosis, for some reason, quotes here Yerushalmi. Could have quoted a Bavli. Could have quoted some of the base. Why is Tosis bringing in Yerushalmi? Could have quoted a Bavli. Number one. Number two. But let's say what the Bavli says. That Agamar says what? Agamar says again. What's the difference in Shichra? And get one of the schos and one to chova, fine. We're there. Yovamis kufir chasam ibei says, "Listen, ain't a chanami. The woman is losing something, but it's a situation that she'd rather lose it than other bad aspects of the situation." So the Gemara in Yovamis is talking about an entirely different other concept what schos and chova is. That ain't a chanami, she's losing something, but she wants to lose it because there are all sorts of side things that she's losing. She doesn't want to fall to this yabam. Anyway, true, he'll want to support her, but she doesn't want to be married to this fellow. All these things she's losing, but it's in her benefit to you. So it's a very different type of schusim chova, yavamis, gwarin yavamis against Yerushalmi. For some reason, Tosis is quoting the Yerushalmi rather than the Bavli. Be aware of that. Now, number one. Number two, Zohar Anan Sadeh. What is this Anan Sadeh? So Reb Chaim is very, very clear. Hilchos Gevish. He's saying this in the Rambam, and we'll see whether it applies to the Rishonim as well. First, of Chaim, it was Gevish. Ketana ein otsi shlich l'kabola. Now, let us read the Rambam there in Perek Vov Halacha Tes. Ha'isha she'atzah shliach be'edim, nina mina be'edim, ve'amra lo toli giti, ve'edi bi'odcho, she'shliach kabola. Kilo amra lo hiskabali giti. Ve'yesh isha latzah shliach kabola, le'kabola lo gita miyad shlucho shabala. Le'ktana ein otzah shliach, le'kabola. Av b'isha chatzei rekonu lo gita miyad. Even though it works for the chatz. Sheshliach Kabbalah tzorch edim ve'em edim ala katan she'ena bendas gemura. So he says, Shliach Kabbalah needs minui be edim. You can't be made on a ketana. But there's a difference between the shlichus of a chotzer, which does not require minui edim, so therefore, a ketana can get a get via her chotzer, even though chotzer mitam shlichas is raboy. He says, but a human being requires aid. Says the rabbi, zatam elo tam velo reach. Adam gam Adam, the rabbi shulchachem, Adam b'nei das, Adam shulchachem b'nei das. השליח והשולח צריכים להיות בנדס. לא. There's no many shlichus without das. So what's obviously? And that, according to the Rabbi, that's why she can be called with a chatzah, because that's shlichus without many shlichus. So what's the Rambam doing here? And the Rambam knows atem gamatem. You need a bendas for shlichus. So what does the Rambam say? So Reb Chaim says, oh, wait one second. There is one mini ashlichus that doesn't require das, which is what? Hanan Tzadik. Hanan Tzadik works even for someone who has no das. We saw that. Where did we see that? Who says that? Tosus and Ksuba says that, right? A cotton. How's a cotton misgaya? A cotton's misgaya how? By Zochem Odom Shalabofana. But he's a cotton. It's no shlichas to a cotton. And Tosus says everywhere, that's me time shlichas. And Tosus says it's an ansade. So apparently, there is a shlichas without das through ansadik for someone who has no das. So Reb Chaim says, what would be if in the case of Yavamis that we have, what would be in the case of Yavamis that we have, that there, in such a case we had the Ramaz case of a Meshumedes, where it's a schuz goma for her, where it's a schuz goma for her, so then would you need Eidim v'kiyam adov, or you wouldn't need Eidim v'kiyam adov? Perek Beis, Reb Chaim says, Hil Shulchan Mishan Chaz Rambam, Mishenu Ben Das, Einem Nasir Shulchan Mishan Chaz Rambam, he agrees. Then throughout Shas. So Reb Chaim says like this, Ay, Yigmar, Yavam, Astav, Kuf, Yud, Ches. And he says, let's say there's a case that's an absolute good thing for the woman. It's who's got to get this gift. And she happens to be a ketana. He says, what about Mokam Shus? However, Shchia works, this, that, the other way, it's a Shlichus. And he says, But there's halacha. So what is Reb Chaim saying? That this shlich, in this case, what happens? The husband, this woman is a meshumedes, and the Baal is giving it to her, to this shliach. And giving it to her, the shliach, he is thereby being reminded the shliach as a shliach, the Kabbalah, together with Zochel Adam Shalom Bafon of Aran Sade. And therefore, but you're going to need me to aid him. So what is happening here when he's handing this man is handing the get to the shliach and says zakei the getzeli ishti? So at that point, there's apparently a joint mina ashlichus by the Baal or the person himself appointing himself as a shliach. We don't know. But at that point, I need edim that he's becoming a shliach. And even though the Rambam says you have a get with edim chasima, doesn't need edim mesira, right? There should be in everyone's blood by this time. But still, here you need edim at the point for the mini shlichus. Let me ask you the following question. Nowadays, there's no get bal korcha. The husband is suffering from this wife, unbelievable. He wants to get rid of her. She refuses to take a get. Then one day, she says, okay, fine. And he's chasing, do everything, get a get. She won't take a get. Now, we have halacha that nowadays no get bal korcha. Then one day she wakes up, oh, fine, I'll take a get. And he's suffering, we know all of his suffering, how she's persecuting him, okay? And on Saturday that he wants it, and it's the best thing in his life to get rid of this woman. Will we say zach on such a case or not? No. Zoch means when I get something. He's getting rid of something. Getting rid of something that you want to get rid of, that's not a din zoch alon shal b'fana. He had to be getting something. Just because I want it and there's an ansad, there's exerasakot. Why? Not that ansad in general enables me to make a shliach. An ansad in general doesn't enable me to make a shliach. The separate exerasakot of zechiyah. That says what? That in the case of Zechiah, so then an ansadi is as if there's a mini ashlichus. But in this case, he's not getting anything. He's getting nuchas and nefesh, but that's not technically what it is. He's getting rid of all his chiyuvim to his wife. He's getting rid of the headache that he has. Okay. And he wants to get rid of it. And so it's the best thing in his life that he got rid of it. But no. That's not zochen. An ansadi normally is not something that you automatically can say, okay, he wants it, and therefore there's a mini ashlichus. No. No thing. She tells Bezin, okay, I finally take the get. Bezin says, wonderful. Well, we have to get our hands on him. But we'll do it for, no. You can't do that. That's not zochen anymore. When I get something, and it's good for me and it's bad for me, so then we have a halach. That means this woman is getting her freedom. What does that mean? The Baal has kinyone ishus, kinyan isur, and she is getting the ability to marry whoever she wants. Okay, she's losing the zonus, etc. So it's a balance.
And getting the ability to marry a different woman because of
no, no, that's not because there's no kinyon of it. Okay. This is Aleph. Okay. Now. So let us now, we've outlined, no. The question is as follows. Now we're going to get back to our sugya, go through it. I've outlined all many, many, many issues that are happening simultaneously.
Levi?
Yes.
Geiris is not, it's neither a kinyan nor a losing a kinyan.
Where this type of shlichus happens, a makabel mitzvah for him, if a Gemara didn't say it, I never would have dreamt of it. Okay? I have no idea. I say, I acting in his back. He has to accept mitzvahs, midas. He has to want to be Jewish, midas. And Tosfos says in Ansadei, that's the best thing in the world that happens to someone, to become Jewish and accept mitzvahs, right? So we say, we're supplying his das here. Somehow, it works. And then he yodeh how. But it does. Where says Zochem? Tosfos says, and Tosfos talks about shlichus. And that's why Tosus has this problem. How get cotton? There's no shlichus to a cotton. But Tosus is talking about shlichus, right? And Tosus is talking about shlichus and ansari. Okay, now. Now we have this concept of shlucho shabal amomen. It is, where do we find this inyan of shlucho shabal amomen? And who says this inyan of shlucho shabal amomen? Two Rishonim spell it out very, very clearly in two separate instances. We have to keep both in mind. And there's a Ran, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. In Bar Metzia, quoted by the Mukhe Yosef. And whether Chatzos Kona Metzia not, Echatzim Itam Shlichas says, no, you need, if I make someone a Shliach to pick up, here's what the Ran says. If I make a shliach to someone to pick up a metziah for me, there's no such shlichus. There's not shluchu shabal amoman. What is the Ran saying? Ran is saying something like this. The whole parsha shlichus we learn out from atem gam atem, the rabbi shluchachem, is I have a shluchus in mom. Something that I own, I have a shluchus moment on it. Part of my shluchus moment is I can be machnet to someone. I can do a lot of things with it. But that, what? But I also have the schluss to make a shliach about certain things. Not about everything. For I to be machnet, but that's part of my schluss moment that I have. Now, he says. So, but if I make you a shliach to pick up a metziah, so you're not a shliach. But I have no shlus moment in that. It's a piece of hefka. So therefore, my shliach is in chal. So says the Ran. Tosfos in Bava Metziah, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, says something else. Tosfos says, even if I would disagree with the Ran, he's not saying whether he agrees with the Ran or disagrees. But still, I'm having a different case. What is it? I have a Malva who's a Goy. I have a Lova. The Lova wants someone to pick up the money and be Zocha for him from the Malva. Okay, so he sends a shliach. But in order to be a shliach for the malva, to get money from the lova who is a goy, he needs also a mina shlichas by the bala moment, and a goy can't make a shliach. He says, if the goy would be mafkid the moment, and then the shliach would pick it up, okay. So then I get into the headache of the Ran. But even if, I'm not saying, Tosfos, I agree with the Ran or disagree with the Ran. But even if I disagree with the Ran here, in order to be a shliach, in order to be mafkia mamon from somebody else, needs that the Bala mamon participates in the mina shlichus. So if one Jew sends another Jew to a third Jew to collect a chov, so he's a shliach of the malva. The lova gives him the money, participates in the mini ashlichos, and he's zocha in the money for the malva. And the debt's paid. But if it's a goy, and there's a halacha, atma atem b'nei bris, avshlum chachem b'nei bris, that a goy cannot be a shliach for a Jew, so there's no shlichus by a goy, so therefore, he cannot, the Bal HaMomon says, wait a second, I have to participate in the Minyan Shir to Mafkia moment from me. But I can't be a shliach. So I can't participate in the whole process of shlichus. So there's no hafkos moment, and that's not paid. And then he can call him back, I change my mind. And with all sorts of differences, the Gabi Ribbis, et cetera, et cetera. I was talking about Gabi Ribbis. Okay. So we have two levels of Shulchan Shabbalah moment. And we have the Ron's level. And Tosa said, I'm not getting into whether I agree with the Ron or don't agree. Because even if I disagree with the Ron, there's another type of Shulchan Shabbalah moment that certainly you say Shulchan Shabbalah moment. Now, where this entire concept of Shulchan Shabbalah moment come from? So Yerushalmi, about a get. Yerushalmi about a get, and about Matana. And talks about Shulchan Shabbalah moment. So Yerushalmi, the Bavli, there's no mention of it. The Ran doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, Tosu doesn't quote the Yerushalmi. Other Rishonim agree with Tosu, the Ran not. Wait till you see. Rabbeinu Chaim here, and show me, Pasuk of Rashi, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in Bar Metzias, he disagrees with the Ron. We'll have to see that. We're with the Ron at least. Now, but Tosus has such a concept, and in Tosus' idea, it would apply to Shechur Avodah. Now, there is a Havamin in the Gemara. What is the two steps of the Gemara? Step number one of the Gemara is a group of Amoraim had an idea that it is possible to have Tovus Bachov Mokum Shechav L'Acheva. Now, here we have a major league machokas between Rashi and Tosfos and almost everybody else. Rashi says that even if I'm a minor shliach, it won't work. Tosa, if I'm a minor shliach, shulchan shalom kamoso, he can be tos the balchov mokum shachev lachem. Zehu. That means Tosa is saying that I'm a minor shliach to take money away from the lover. And it works. Even though Tosa's the opinion that it could be, as I said yesterday, either because there are shibudim and he's collecting shibudim, or he's mechuyev to do it, for whatever reason, that would solve the problem. But there is such halacha. And Tosa says shlichus works and such. But now the question is, there's a second type of shlichus. There is a type of shlichus that called tzachia. And in tzachia, where I'm pointing myself as a shliach, can I do what a mini shlichus would be able to do? That is the difference between the beginning of the Gemara and when the Gemara turns around. So, the question is, why should that be? If every Anan Sade is just as if there was a regular Minyan Shlichus, so there's a regular Minyan Shlichus. So Lechora, one might be able to say that not within Rashi, but within the other Rishonim who per echo disagree with Rashi, that no. These Amoraim said in the beginning that this the anansade minyan shlichus, a regular minyan shlichus, it's all one halacha. It's all one halacha. Anansade is it's a regular din minyan shlichus. The Torah in there's a cause of nosi yechod said, guess what? There's a second way of minyan shlichus for anansade if it's a schos. And that's all for the, now the question is, but we have to understand, so Tosus has been bumping So that's where the Amoraim, these first Amoraim were coming from. These first Amoraim were coming from. Shlichus equals shlichus. Okay. Now Tosus ran into a problem. Fine. But what's happening in the back of Tosus' mind? What's happening in the back of Tosus' mind is as follows. Wait 1 second. I said throughout Shas, Tosus throughout Shas. Shriyas mitam shlichus. And I said, and on study works. But I also happened to tell, told you in Bab Metzia that I need shlichus shabal amamen. And what would be in a normal Tovus of Achov, that this Malva, this Malva has the right to take that money and grab that money, kineged the Ratzon of the Lova. Okay, so, and I can make him a Shliach to grab that money. So then, but here, it's different. Something else is happening here. You don't have that right to grab or get shichur. No. So this is not a regular case of Tovus LeBachol Mochum Shechov LeAcheiro. And the question is, where in the world do we have a right to override Shlucho Shabbal Amonah? So that's what bothered Tosus. So the Reed comes up, the Reed Rabbeinu Tam comes up with an idea. He wants to give his Eved to get Shichro. Okay. He wants to give his Eved to get Shichro. Wonderful. And since he wants to give his Eved to get Shichro, it means the Eved must have been very nice to him and he feels okay. You're such a great Eved, I'll do you a favor. I'll give you get Shichro. Wonderful. And he wants to do it in an absolute way, and therefore there is the Ratzon of the Adam to that this person should be a Shlich HaKabbalah. Okay. So there is a joint meaning our Shlichus here between the Anan Sadeh and the Adam. But Tosus says, but the Adon is losing something. And here here's Yerushalmi. Do you say Zochin when a person is losing something or not? That is, Yerushalmi says. So that is, apparently, you say, if Tovis the Bachov and Mokam Shachir is good. So then, even when a person's losing something, you say, Zochen, if it's something he would want. That Tosa says, what is, read the very carefully, says, Ain't tame and can gam konobu kabozu, le'inyan. He says, what is he saying? He's saying, can I say Zochen? When, on behalf of Reuven, when I'm taking something away from Shimon, so if I say Tovus LeBachol Mochum Shechov LeAcheiro is Kono, so we see there are times you can say Zochen when I take something for Reuven, when I take something away from Shimon. Okay. In that case, for whatever reason, I don't need Shulcho Shabbal Amamen. But here I'm going to bump into, because there's Shibudim, there are Chiyuvim to pay. But here he's not Mechuyuv to pay. Midas Tovus, Ahakor said, oh, fine. So therefore now I have to say, no. There is the participation of the Adon, in what? In that this is not only Shulcho Halacha, that deep down in his mind, what is happening, deep down in his mind, he wants this finished, he wants to get rid of it. And so therefore, without his thinking it through, he wants this person to be shlach kabod. This person has no clue, anything, he just wants to do what the Ordner wants. So therefore, if the Ordner... So we're going into the subconscious, with an ansari in the subconscious here. No one is thinking anything. He says, I just, yeah, fine, I'll make you an, I'm giving you a get shikha here. And he's doing it with an absolute conviction. He's not intending and changing his mind at that point. But, like people make up their minds absolute, they're not changing their mind. 10 minutes later, they do change their mind. That's how human beings are. But at that point, he wants absolutely. So the only way he can do it absolutely is making this guy into Shliach Kabbalah. He hasn't thought that through. And the Shliach knows he's a Shliach. I want to do what the Ordner wants. And therefore, the Sanansari into the subconscious all of a sudden turns him into a Shliach Kabbalah with a joint participation of the Ordner and the Shliach. And on Saturday, we saw the problem of Shliach HaMalamala. This is what Tosis is saying, that these gentlemen thought. But that's based on the fact that you can say Zochin when I'm taking something away from somebody. If you can't say Zochin when I'm taking something away from somebody, so the whole thing doesn't get started. And what is taking something away from him? That Tosis brings in the Yerushalmi. There are Kinyonim. You are taking Kinyonim. He wants to get rid of those. I don't care what he wants to get rid of. He said he wants to get rid of them. I don't care about that. So Tosis brings in, what is the definition of Chobin that is being utilized here? It's very strange. There's a Bavli. Why is Tosis pulling out of Yerushalmi? Because there's a very big difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Just follow the logic of Tosis. So then Rabbi Yemiya woke up and said no. Rabbi Yemiya woke up and said no. I disagree with you people. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with you people. What? He said there's no such halacha of tov zevachol morin chavachi. Wait a second. Even on Saturday, he's just like a mini Ashlichus. And just remember, Tosis, Avichon are against Rashi. We'll have to see how Rashi would go through this whole thing. They're against Rashi. So if I make a mini Ashlichus, Shlichus works. The Parsha Zechiah doesn't work. So apparently the Parsha Zechiah is different according to what does Tenkinsri say? Tenkinsri means no. He's not Tofet, so he's not, we don't go into this deep subconscious Anansad. We don't go into the deep unconscious Anansad. What are we doing? We said he says Ten. And Tenkinsri is a mini Ashlichus by the Aden. And then there's the regular dinas chia. But on Ansad, what you wanted to do is take something away from somebody when he is not consenting to it. Marcham chavla acherim. No. There's no. The question is, so apparently, what is Tosis doing? Apparently, Tosis is being mechalik between, according to Tosis now. So what do we have to say? It's the difference between mini Ashlichus. So Rashi says, mini Ashlichus would work. So Rashi, but according to Tosis, what is Tosis saying? According to Tosis. Now, so the parsha Zechiah and the Torah, which is an ansari for mina ashlichus, and it's not the exact same thing as if there were a mina ashlichus. Mina ashlichus it would work. The ansari of mina ashlichus doesn't work. Why? This is apparently so. If now Tosus is not dropping is an ansade, because Tosus in Ksubis, what is he doing? An ansade l'fiyah maskana, and this is a maskana of the Gemara. So apparently the Xeris Hakosuf of Mini of Zechiah, it is Xeris Hakosuf. Otherwise, I wouldn't know by myself that an ansade could work for a mini ashlichus. I need exas akosav to inform me that instead of a specific statement, ata, you are my shliach, then ansade that I want it works. I need exas akosav for that. But then, it is not an exact duplicate according to Tosus. Why? This we're going to have to understand. Now, the question is as follows. This is the outline of what Tulsa says. So we have certain issues that we have. I've tried to outline to understand Shriya, Shlichas, how it works, Shulchan Shabbat HaMoman, how it all interfaces in a simple way. Now the question then goes, according to Tulsa, we bump into a massive problem. The Gemara in Yavamas. Why? Because Zake gets Zeli Ishti in a case that it would be an absolute schus in the case of the Mishmetas. Wait a second. If Tosus is saying Ten Kisri is because of Shlucho Shabbala Momen, and Isha says no Bala Momen. It's a different type of Shlichas entirely. So how does it work? The Shlucho. And Rashi is very insistent there that who does the... It is not I pick myself up. The Baal turns him into a Shlich HaKabbalah. So it could be, and this is what Baruch Beir says, in Berakhah Shmuel, wait 1 second, there's a Rashi in Zayin Amid Beis. There are two ways of giving a get, way through a Nesina and through a Haknah. So the Gemara there is talking only in the case of what? Haknah. So it's Shulchan Shabbat HaMoman. That's how Baruch Beir gets out of this whole quandary. Okay, but let's just begin reading Tosus now. And then we have to get back to the larger picture of exactly all the details when we how Zechiah works. Okay, what time? Okay. Kome Tunu Kome Zechudami. And then we'll have to get in, when we finish the Tosus, we'll get into Rashi. And we'll get into the Rashi. But I'm just, all that's happening, there's a problem with the Sogya. There are 25 different things happening under the surface that if, you know, this is what's happening. And Toma, or Rabbi Yochanan, let's say, thank you, see. Here's Rabbeinu Tam. So in walks Rabbeinu Tam. The Davka Hecha, the Datsal Cheres, Maknos, and Tinkas. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? When do we say Tinkas in Datsal Cheres, Maknos? But otherwise not. That means if I am giving you something, to for somebody else, and you are shliach for somebody else. Whatever it is, and I am participating in the min hashlichus. Then thank you, Sri. I'm turning you into. But if there's no dasa haras machne metzia, so and thank you, Sri, is the din in min hashlichus of kabbalah through dasa haras machne of the bala moment. That's what thank you, Sri, is about. If I say thank. That means I am consenting for you to become a shliach l'kabbalah. Someone sent you. I am the lover. The malva sent you as a shliach. And he says, you owe me 10,000 shekel. He says, give this 10,000 shekel to the malva. So, just the shlichus of the lova is not sufficient. You need also the shlichus of the shlichus of the malva is not of
the malva is not enough.
Not the malva is not enough. You need shlichus of the malva as well. Okay, so it's a joint shlichus, and that's what Tankus is all about. The two, when I say give it, that means I'm giving it to a shliach, and I am participating in the mini shlichus of the shliach HaKabbalah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. There's obviously the two words, tank and shchei. So what do you mean, tank? What the machlok? You tank and shchei, you don't say. What do you mean, say tank? Well, look in the dictionary. Tank is shchei, tank is not shchei. No. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not a dictionary word. Whether ten is kashchi is not. There's a halacha work. There's a halacha operative here. That's how Rabbeinu Tam comes in.
What would be
Bamitzia
said zechei?
What?
Bamitzia he said zechei.
Zechei. That is a question. Can I make a shliach? That's not to ten kashchi. That's a question. Can I make a shliach to pick up a mitzia? I can't make a shliach to mitzia. So Tosis, what does Tosis say in Ayin Aleph and Mitbeis in Bam Mitzia? The Ran says there's no such shlichus, and Tosfos says maybe there is, maybe there's not. But that is a whole different thing. But it's not where I'm mafkia mama from somewhere, where the lover is giving money to the shliach of the malva, so you be mafkia money from the lover and to be zocha by the malva. So there definitely you need a shlichus of bala mama, says Tosfos, and therefore tain give it to him means. What does give it to him means? I'm masking to your being a shliach l'kabbalah, and I'm participating in the asiyah shliach l'kabbalah because I'm the bala mamon. That's one halacha. That has nothing to. And what happens? There's a shliach on behalf of the shliach on behalf of the yevid, and I say, "Tain this get to my yevid." So what is it? This is a shliach l'kabbalah. And he was mamuna as a shliach l'kabbalah. It's not a zochen. It is, there's a ten kishri. I am making him into it. Now, it's a ten kishri. So, and there's a minu here. Okay. Now, that's number one. So Tos is a very, very, what Rabbeinu Tam says is a very, very straightforward idea. It fits in perfectly with the general idea. We're going to have to come back to what's the difference between the Havamina of the Gemara and the Maskan of the Gemara. Of Tos the Bachol, but let's just focus now on just the flow of Tos before we get back. And Toma, Maman Doma, comes out with Maimer Shloshta. What is Maimer Shloshta? Maimer Shloshta is, there are two cases of Maimer Shloshta, one a Pikadon and one a Chov. That is, in a Pikadon, I have a Pikadon in someone's rishus, and I want to be machna the pikadon to another person, and I'll say, give the pikadon, tain the pikadon to so and so. And that's the way of haknos pikadon. The way of haknos chov. I owe money to somebody, and instead of I tell the lova, and the malva tells the lova, don't pay me, pay somebody else. Pay to the order of. That's what a check is. So my mishloshta. On the assumption that check works out pidin, on the assumption the sheet is rishonim, that a check, my mishloshta doesn't need everyone there together, you can do a b'ksav. We're not getting into all the details at this point of my mishloshta. Okay. So Tosa says, why do he says no? It covers all sorts of situations. Bal Korcho, Shiloh Bafanov, it's not as Rishus, all sorts of situations. Then Tosa says, Evashta Huda Bob Mitzi, Gabi Mitzi, Hutzuch Nami, the Taki, my Mishloshim, the Kon Abishamuf, could be a Korl. Gaf or gaf, don't some law have it. We all perish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says something else. The shichur eved have it ke'ein melva, the amrim bo ten v'holech kizchi. Avga ma ponu lo have it kizchi. Where do we say ten kizchi? In a halva. Where did he get this from? Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. He says, but if I want to give a matana to somebody, I don't say tankeschi. Why not? And shichravadim is like halva. Not like Matana. Why not? Why, he says, goes back to the original Tosis. What does it mean? It means in Matana, in a chov, I'm giving it because I owe it to him. Now, Tosus here is coming back to an original idea that he had previously, that just like Tovitz Balchov, Shech Ravodim, it's again. Gabi Tankesri. Why? It's something I'm interested in doing, and I'm committed to doing because I think I have to do it. My turn, I'm doing a favor. So I'm not committed to doing with the same degree of commitment. So therefore, I'm not making a shlich. Shlich Kabbalah means I'm canceling out the option of changing my mind because I feel I'm a chuyuv to do it and I want to make sure it happens. Okay, that is umedakter umetam teshchilik beimatonu lemal. Where did he come up with this idea? Mitz Hashem will continue tomorrow. Thank you.